This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. Heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, March 5th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. We are each unique, one of a kind, with different roads to travel and assorted paths to follow. However, we have more in common with one another than we have differences. Together, we've done our part to overcome the pandemic, and we're succeeding. Recently, the world has rallied behind Ukraine, demonstrating once again the ties that bind our human family exist and unite us throughout the world. Together, we're stronger. And as this third month of 2022 starts, we can look forward to the first day of spring, to longer days and better days. Soon the last signs of winter will be washed away and we'll see the beginning of the awesome rebirth spring will bring. As we think of green buds coming, we can look forward to celebrating St. Patrick's Day. This month also houses International Days of Happiness and Women's Day and other days we can celebrate. Each day we will have the opportunity to continue on our own journey and appreciate what we have in our life that brings us joy and hope. Each moment we live opens the door to possibilities that we can explore. And when we discover something that intrigues us, we can shift our focus and move towards it. Spring brings us new beginnings. We can count on the rebirth and renewal nature undergoes, and as we welcome the new season, we can be inspired to follow our dreams, both new and old. The beauty of being human is that we're resilient and can adapt to whatever comes our way. We can cope, we can resolve to fight for what we believe in, and we can reap rewards. In this month of March, we can see and appreciate the flow of life. The changes come and the muddy earth births buds that will fulfill their destiny. They'll blossom, grow, flower, be fruitful, and reach their full potential. It shows us that progress happens as a result of change. So as we lift our feet out of winter and step into spring, we, like Mother Nature, can awaken and start moving and doing and enjoying the best each day as it unfolds. We have it in us to reach out, to set goals and embrace life so that we, too, can find fulfillment and satisfaction and grow. This month of March is always unpredictable. Temperature fluctuates. Rain or snow may fall. Sunshine comes and goes. But always, we finish in spring. And we can look forward to a summer which will inevitably follow. Regardless of how fickle this month of March is, it always keeps its promise and gives birth to the heartwarming green of spring. Now is the time to release whatever causes us anxiety, worry, pain, and frustration. It's time to nurture what we have grown and build on it. We can make the most of what we have accomplished until now. Review, assess, and when necessary, start afresh. Just as the muddy earth nurtures bulbs and seeds hidden beneath, so too we can nurture ourselves. And though we can't see what comes next in our lives, we can live as best we can. And we can find that we emerge having gotten closer to our goals. It's important to remember that we need not get stuck in the struggle to keep things the same. Rather, we'll reap rewards when we accept growing pains and struggles we experience as part of the transition to a new spring in our lives. When you need help, know the experts on your From a Woman's Perspective team will gladly give you free information and help you work toward your goals so that you can blossom to your full potential. All you need do is log on to marylins.ca for our contact information and take the first step by reaching out to us. As in nature, growth takes time and effort. And for those who seek and persevere, the glow of success and satisfaction of giving life your best will be worth all your efforts. So let's get started and learn from the experts from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello, I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marylins.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group joins us so we can learn more about investing for our future tax efficiently. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Marilyn. And hey, welcome. Welcome to March. I love it when it's March because that means February is behind us. Marilyn, Leslie and I spend a lot of our time on Saturday mornings with you talking about planning, proactive, thoughtful steps you can be taking today to ensure the best outcome for you and people and causes you care about over the long term. And rightly so, because planning is your vision, your creative imagination that helps create your future. And as Yogi Berra used to say, if you don't know where you're going, you'll end up somewhere else. But sometimes current events right here, right now, need just as much attention. Sometimes, like today, the war in the Ukraine has many people worried about the people of Ukraine, of course, also how this might affect us here in Canada, including how it might impact your investments and your ability to live the life that you want. And it's times like today, like the turmoil that we're facing today, that I'd like to remind people of the 3 golden rules of investing. Number one, stay invested unless there are overwhelming signs of an imminent recession. Number two, don't sell good quality assets at a bad time. And number three, this too will pass. Since the war broke out, since it was declared a war, not surprisingly, I've had a lot of worried calls. As an example, Joanne and her husband, Will, asked for a virtual meeting with me last week. Their question, rooted in worry, was a simple one. The war in the Ukraine is a real war, and you never know what can happen once that starts. Should we be selling our investments now and going to cash? Well, firstly, it's absolutely normal to worry about such far-reaching global events and think about how it might impact you and to feel worried about it. It's on the mind of a lot of people around the world. And secondly, of course, I don't know. No one knows for sure how this ultimately will turn out, what will happen. Our hope is that cooler heads will prevail. But what I do know, as an investor in the market for decades and decades, and with all of history on my side, is that the 3 golden rules of investing have stood the test of time, many different circumstances. The 3 golden rules have been rock solid and reliable over time and in the face of many different world events. So when Joanne and Will got on the virtual call together, we started by getting a firm grounding, a clear understanding of where they currently are. And we always do that with all of our clients, with our personal roadmap. And the first part of a personal roadmap is looking at your progress. Where are you relative to the planning we did a few years ago? And even with the recent pullback in the stock market, they, Joanne and Will, were still well ahead of where we forecast they would be in 2020. So they were in good place. Their vision, the things they wanted to get done, the way they wanted to enjoy their lives, had not changed from the last year that we checked in with them. They were on track. All of their planning is in place. Wills, executors, power of attorneys, letter of wishes, financial checklist, proper legacy planning. All of these things were solid check marks. So their footing was solidly in place. So from there, we moved on to look at their investments and have a look forward, because of course investments are an integral part of people living the lifestyles they want to live. And when it came to investments, I started talking about the three rules in investing. Number one, stay invested unless there is an imminent risk of recession. All of the major research firms assign a very low probability of economic recession in North America. Therefore, carry on. It doesn't mean no adjustments. Some small and minor adjustments should be made. It does, by and large, mean stay the course. We do not see an economic recession in North America. Don't rush to too much cash or low risk. Golden rule of investing number two, don't sell good quality assets at a bad time. As a result of economic growth and inherent inflation, the value of quality assets like bank stocks, your home, and other valuables go up over time. Don't succumb to someone else's stinky bid that will make lots of money for them when you sell. In order to avoid selling good quality assets at a bad time, remember to keep 2 to 3 years worth of your living expenses on the sidelines just in case. That's particularly true if you're retired. And number three, my grandmother's favorite, this too will change. On August the 2nd of 1990, Iraq invaded Kuwait. The S&P 500 declined 16.9%. It had recovered in only 6 months. The Canadian stock market back in August 20, 1990 was at 3,500. Today it's at 21,000. That's a 597% increase. Don't ignore what's going on. Speak to your professional advisor. Talking it out will help you stay on track despite the turmoil. And follow the three golden rules of investing. If you want to learn more about a personal roadmap process, please feel free to call.
Do you still have the booklet, The Roadmap?
We do, yes.
So if anyone's interested, all they really have to do is call you, and you can send it out to them either by email or hard copy. I think I have some hard copies in my store, Darren. 416-863-7501. Don't panic. Don't worry, even though it's natural to worry. Get answers from the experts and follow solid advice. Darren Farwell and the Farwell team will be glad to speak to you at 416-863-7501. Thank you, Darren. I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
You're welcome, Marilyn. Always a pleasure. Bye for now.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic gives us her weekly health tip. Then we'll chat with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto and our matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions as well, followed by a conversation with Dr. Vivian Brown. So lots more to follow, all from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and my team right here on Zoomer Radio.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Week to week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic addresses a health issue and explains how to deal with it naturally, and she's here now. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So, you know, we've all been under a lot of stress for the last couple of years, and I thought I'd touch on a little bit about gut health and mental health. So this week, I'm just going to talk a little bit about something called the gut-brain axis. And then next week, I'm going to talk about three ways to optimize our gut health and actually improve our mental health. So let's talk a little bit about how the mental health and our gut health actually work together. So, you know, recent years have actually seen a growing awareness of mental health issues. And there's a lot of research on the connection between gut health and mental health. And the connection between our digestive system and our brain can actually have a profound influence on our mental health. So sometimes it seems like a bit of a stretch to say gut health affects our mood. But, you know, in our body, we have actually a lot of chemicals called neurotransmitters. And these are the body's chemical messengers responsible for transmitting messages from what we call neuron to neuron. And when it comes to our mood regulation, an imbalance of certain neurotransmitters can actually result in mood disorders. And one of the key neurotransmitters is called serotonin. It's one of these powerful neurotransmitters that actually regulates mood. And a shortfall of serotonin can actually lead to depression. So, you know, when we think about our gut, our gut actually contains about 500 of these neurons, and they send messages back and forth. It actually sends a two-way message between our brain and our digestive system. And there's something called the vagus nerve, and the vagus nerve is actually part of something called the enteric nervous system, and actually it controls our basic body functions. And there's two sides of that. There's something called the parasympathetic nervous system and the sympathetic nervous system. And the way to remember it, and nobody needs to remember this, really, unless you're a doctor, is the sympathetic nervous system works for that, what we call fight or flight responses. And so that's that sort of get up and go and increase adrenaline. And the parasympathetic is the rest and digest response. So that's more the calming side of things. And disturbances in this balance can actually result in physical problems that are triggered by psychological issues, for example. So, you know, when we're under stress, that can trigger, for example, IBS symptoms, and the vagus nerve actually helps with that rest and digest side. So actually next week, I'm actually going to talk about three ways to optimize our gut health, improve our mental health, and figure out some ways to actually help that vagus nerve help our rest and digest side of things.
So the gut and brain connection is quite interesting. Thanks for pointing it out, and I look forward to learning more next week. If anyone's interested in exploring their health naturally, how do we reach you?
They can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
And as always, Dr. Betty Rosendahl is on the sponsor expert list on marylins.ca, 905-707-2001. A complimentary consultation by phone or in person, it's up to you to get started. Thank you, Dr. Betty. I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
I'm Catherine Wilking of Feng Shui Designs. A messy space can cultivate stress, yet furniture and pictures placed just so can provide easy function and flow. My gift to you today, 10 ways to raise the chi energy in any space. It's available on my website, katherinewilking.com. Feng Shui, it's practical and it works.
Birds chirp, leaves rustle in a breeze, music serenades, words of love are spoken, babies gurgle, and the score of your favorite sport is reported. We all have sounds we love to hear, so why miss any? All you need do is take care of your ears and get the help of modern technology when you need it. To help us understand how to hear our best, we have hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I am starting to feel the spring in the air as well. It is the time where we start seeing people getting out more and being more active. This is wonderful to see. With more and more of the restrictions being lifted, I'm hoping that people start getting out more and living their lives by seeing their friends and families, taking in shows, going out for dinners, and maybe even going on a first date. When we do all these activities, how we hear matters. If anything, this pandemic has shown how vulnerable we become when we don't hear well, and just how much we need to hear well just to be social. Hearing well helps with all sorts of things that are related to brain function, like balance, awareness of our environment, and socializing. But what many people don't know is that hearing well also helps with things like delaying the onset of dementia, reducing the potential of falling by up to 6 times, and a significant decrease in the feeling of loneliness. Proper working hearing aids are essential to participating in all kinds of activities because it is what stimulates the brain and makes it easier for the brain to understand, respond, and remember. In short, if you have any degree of hearing loss, book a hearing assessment and try a set of hearing aids. If you have hearing aids that are just not getting the job done, book a hearing aid checkup and a tune-up. In either case, your ears will thank you.
Hearing aid checkup, hearing aid tune-up. That's a special appointment with you. It's actually very efficient.
It is. It's a very quick, very easy thing to do, and I would recommend people get their hearing aids cleaned and checked and tuned up about at least once a year.
Well, it's spring, and spring cleaning comes with spring and March. So if you have hearing aids and they aren't working to their optimum, or you wish to keep them working to their optimum, know that Edmund Ivazian and his team at Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto can help you. One call will get you started. 416-754-4327. That's 416-754-4327. Thank you, Edmund, for that good advice and information, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
If you've exhausted the resources of your friends and family and internet dating isn't fun, know that Cupid does exist. It's matchmaker Linda Miller, and she's part of the From a Woman's Perspective team, and she's here right now. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I had a very interesting conversation on Friday with a client who joined about 6 months ago. And interestingly enough, her and the gentleman she's with now, they've been together for 6 months, both had one date before coming on board with us. So I said to her, she had been a client probably 3 years ago. And right after her divorce, she came to me and she didn't really like anybody I matched her with. And I thought I matched her with very good. They were educated, tall, good looking, very much in the same life stage as she was, but nobody seemed to be good enough. And eventually she put her file on hold and she rejoined. That was 6 months ago. And one date she phoned me, she said, this guy is perfect. He's tall. He's educated. His kids are grown up. He's got a great job. He's looking at a retirement at the same time I'm looking at retirement. He's like the perfect match that you could possibly have found for me. And I said to her, like, what's different, Cynthia? Because I know 3 years ago, like, you weren't very happy. You weren't getting what you thought you wanted. And I feel like this guy is similar to the guys that were back then. And she said, it's interesting you say that, because I think if you had given me anybody 3 years ago, didn't matter if you'd come to me with, you know, Tom Selleck, or, you know, maybe that's aging me a little bit, but, you know, an amazing guy, I would have said I wasn't interested. And it was just me. It wasn't what you were doing. And I think now I'm in the right place, or I was in the right place 6 months ago, and everything lined up for me. And that's one of the interesting things about matchmaking. Sometimes it's a timing issue. Sometimes you can be doing a great job for people, but unless they're receptive and ready to meet someone and have someone part of their life, you're really just spinning your wheels. So when I do an interview with people, and I always do an interview with them, it takes about an hour, and it's free from both sides. I don't obligate myself to take them as a client, and they're not required to join. We do the interview. I find out all about them, what they're looking for. I find out about their history. I try to get an idea as to their headspace. And if I feel they're in the right position and ready to go forward, then I take them as a client. And so that's one of the nice thing about joining a matchmaking service like ours is you can take that time. You don't need to rush into anything. It's not a race, and we let people have the time to decide whether it's the right fit for them.
So basically, someone can meet their perfect match, but they have to be ready. And your conversation and exploring the possibilities in advance is part of the process. If you're sitting there and you're ready to meet someone new, give Linda Miller a call. I have the number, 416-777-6302. That's 416-777-6302. Matchmaking is alive and well and works in 2022. All you have to do is initiate the process. Linda, thank you and look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thanks, Marilyn. Take care.
Next, we'll get our weekly healthy aging tip from Dr. Vivian Brown. Then realtor Melanie Martin will give us her deal of the week for property north of Toronto, followed by a conversation with our feng shui coach, Catherine Wilking. Plus, we'll learn how to avoid and conquer loneliness and feelings of isolation from Chief Operating Officer of CARP, Bill Van Gorder. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Hi there, Marilyn. I'm excited to talk to you today about something that really affects us all. What are the risks of sitting around too much? You know, since the pandemic started, I think we're all sitting in front of the computer. We're doing Zoom calls. We're doing FaceTime. We're even working out in front of the computer. And for a lot of us, we've been sitting for so much of the day. And what research has shown is that when you sit for long periods of time, you end up with an increased risk for obesity, increased blood pressure, higher blood sugar, excess body fat around the waist, and increased cholesterol. And it doesn't matter whether you're at a desk or behind a wheel or in front of a screen, that level of extended sitting for hours at a time, is no good for your health. So I think it's really interesting because I am like everybody else. We've all been sitting in front of the computer, but I wanted to give you some tips for what you could do a little bit differently. Number one, take a break from sitting every 30 minutes. Stand up and walk around. Maybe you want to get a headset so you don't have to be directly in front of your computer to be hearing what's happening. If you work at a desk, you can try a standing desk. Or if you can't do that, you may want to improvise with a higher table or a counter. And my son has a treadmill desk where the whole time he's on the computer, he's actually walking on a treadmill. That may be something that you could consider if you're really sitting a lot. But if you don't want to spend any money and you don't want to do anything differently, then get up, get away from the computer, get away from the TV, and go out and do some walking.
Good point. And obviously, we all can use that good advice. Your book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, is something I believe every woman should read and have on her night table so she could take charge of her health. Where can we buy it besides the signed copies that I have at my store?
Well, Marilyn, it's on my website, and my website is Dr. Vivian Brown, all one word, V-I-V-I-E-N, Brown like the color. It's on Amazon. It's in local bookstores. And as we're opening up a little bit more and maybe you want to go into a mall or into a bookstore, you just have to ask for it. I think it's really important that we start to take care of our health on an ongoing basis, not just when we get sick.
The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Useful advice, Clear Language, Remember the Name, Dr. Vivian Brown, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. And if you want a signed copy, all you have to do is call me at 416-504-6777. I'll take your order and mail it to you directly. Thank you, Dr. Brown. I look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot, right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Spring approaches, and for those whose hearts yearn to escape the city and find a personal Shangri-La in the country, it's possible. All you need is an experienced realtor who'll be in your corner, who knows what's happening in the market north of Toronto. And we have one on the From a Woman's Perspective team. It's Melanie Martin, and she joins us now with her deal of the week. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, I'm always looking for a deal for you, and I do have to say, with the crazy market that we're in right now, it's often hard to find a deal that doesn't go for way over asking. So I'm going to say that you really need someone on your side that's going to look around and say, hey, why don't we look at properties that have been sitting on the market for some reason more than 10 days? Then I make a call and say, what is the deal here? Can we make an offer? A little bit of fix-up goes a long way for some of these properties. Now, there aren't too many of them, but I hunt them down and I'll find them for our clients. So my deal of the week is actually going to be something that I can have a little more control over. It's actually a coming soon listing that I have, and it's a lovely two-story townhome with single-car garage. It's freehold, so there's no condominium fees to pay. It backs onto a park, and it's in a small town, just 10 minutes outside of Barrie. Now, that property, I would say, is about, did I say 1,200 square feet, three bedrooms, all brand new kitchen and updated washroom. And the best part is the price is going to be just under $700,000.
So what are the taxes, just out of curiosity?
Right. Well, the taxes are just, I'll give you an estimate. It's just under $2,100 a year.
So basically, we can own property and have something close to the city, because just outside of Barrie, $700,000 or under $700,000 and taxes of just $2,100. And if we are interested in learning about your coming soon, how do we go about it?
Yes, please call me now at 1-800-357-4193.
When you call that number, you'll reach Melanie Martin. You can tell her your dreams. You can speak to her about your budget, and she'll walk you through the process and keep looking until she finds the perfect property. That's Melanie Martin, realtor extraordinaire, in my opinion. 1-800-357-4193. Melanie, thanks for living up to your deal of the week, and I look forward to hearing more next week.
Yes, I may have another coming soon next week. Thank you, Marilyn.
Spring starts on March 20th. For most, it brings to mind spring cleaning and getting organized. For some, this is burdensome and creates anxiety. However, it need not be so. In fact, when you use an ancient Chinese art, feng shui, you have the knowledge and expertise to create order from chaos and surround yourself with positive energy. To further explain, we have our feng shui coach, Catherine Wilking. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, good morning. Marilyn, we've been talking about positive thinking and getting on with life over these episodes here and taking charge of the things that we can just to make life a bit better for one more day. And sometimes we need a little help, and that's okay, too. So whenever you're ready for a change, You know, sometimes people pray all they want, they meditate, go to counseling with your spouse, and it's all good things to help you shift the stuckness in your life. And yet, if you open your eyes and walk through that front door and nothing else has changed, nothing will change. You see, we're very visual human beings, and our environment does affect our moods, our passions, and our goals in life. Our houses are full, just full, by regularly purging just 10% of your items each year. You can stay in charge of your life and open your space for more opportunities to move forward and thrive. And I have a question from last week. I was asked, how do you do these virtual sessions, Catherine? Well, as you know, I prefer to visit you in your homes, but by working through Skype and Zoom this last 2 years, I can still look into your house with a house tour from you. I can still see what you're seeing, and I can still ask questions about your environment and your goals and concerns for the future. Some people send me a floor plan, which is very helpful. I can determine how this furniture flows, layout, beds, and functions for your space. And other times, I turn to Google Earth. It's another tool that I use to see what's going on in your whole neighborhood. Let's have a chance to see if feng shui could work some magic in your environment. By creating a work-life balance to reduce stress, you'll allow more productivity and better relationships down the road. So I have a free booklet that'll help you on this. So you can pick that up on my site. It's called 10 Ways to Raise Qi Energy in Any Space. Easy, easy ways to refresh the air in your home and begin to thrive again. So check out my website, CatherineWilking.com. You can find anything there, and also the podcast, loveyourhomeagain.ca. All kinds of tips and tricks available at your fingertips. I'd love to chat with you. Here's the number, 905-599-2693.
CatherineWilking.com. There's a link from my website, Marylins.ca. That's Marylins.ca. And regardless of whether you want to do this with Catherine consulting you or you want to learn about it so you can do it with your friends, Catherine has group classes, personal programs, self-study programs, and a free booklet. What more could you ask? Catherine, thank you, and I look forward to learning more about feng shui next week.
Awesome. Bye-bye now.
Thank you, Catherine. Now, Chief Operating Officer and Chief Policy Officer of CARP, Bill Van Gordon, joins us to explain how we can avoid and conquer loneliness and feelings of isolation. After all, it's March and spring is in the air, or soon will be. So good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Marilyn.
What do you have for us today?
Well, today we want to talk about mental health and seniors getting along well during COVID. You know, we did a survey at CARP last year, and it showed us that over 50% of older Canadians said their mental health was worse or much worse as compared before the pandemic. So we looked at what they were telling us. They were saying that the good news was that they found the pandemic challenging, but ultimately just a bump in the road. They shared a wide range of attitudes and strategies, like getting outside, fitness as per their ability, like even chair dancing in one case, helping others be in touch and learning. They did tell us, though, that stigma was still a problem. And this is a real issue for us at CARP. They said that when they reached out for mental health help, they were concerned about how they would be perceived and how their relationships might be impacted, how other people might feel about them. So that's why CARP has taken on this issue. While it may not feel like it, the pandemic is eventually going to end, and many individuals and organizations care and are trying to support those who are struggling. And the learnings from the survey we did will inform CARP's current and ongoing advocacy efforts to underscore that older adults must be heard, engaged, and valued and cared for no matter what their circumstances. So in that regard, and to help, CARP has created a mental health tip sheet, things you can do to help your mental health. And although this is aimed at older adults, almost one can abide by these items. One of them is if you're caring for an older adult who you think might be having mental health issues because of isolation during COVID, one of the easiest things to do is to start a conversation. Older adults might not be comfortable about discussing their declines in mental well-being. They may even find a direct question offensive. So say things like, I've noticed lately, or I'm concerned or worried. And remember, while it could take several attempts, it's still worthwhile doing that in the long run. Second thing you can do is ask about changes, like how have they been sleeping? How's their appetite been? What are their hobbies? Have you seen your friends recently? All of the answers to these can give you clues to how their mental health is keeping up during COVID. And make sure you listen attentively. While older adult may never say, I'm feeling depressed, they may say, oh, nothing matters, or there's no point. And if your loved ones make such apathetic statements, especially that's out of character for them, dig deeper, find out what is bothering them. And you could also offer validation. Let them know that everyone's been going through this and your loved ones will be more likely to be sharing when they feel they've been heard and understood. Well, I could go on with the other items in the check sheet. There are seven of them all together, but you can get a copy of the mental health tip sheets by going to carp.ca/mental health. And you can find more information about CARP on the site.
And I believe everyone should join CARP. And if they go to carp.ca/Marilyn, they can get a deal. In fact, it's a better deal than it was a couple of weeks ago. $14.95 to join CARP, and for just $10 more, a year of Zoomer Magazine. Bill, thank you for that information. I will look it up, and I hope my listeners will as well. And we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much, Marilyn. Good to have been here.
Thank you, Bill. After a couple of short messages, I'll return as Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. Then we'll get our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach, and speak with Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello, I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Now I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. Last Saturday, I shared Penny's story and how we built a smartly casual wardrobe for her new life in retirement using some of the clothes she loved. She used my closet organizing instructions, which are on my website, marilyns.ca. They can help anyone make sense of the clothes in their closet. It works from the belief that dressing is a powerful means of communication, and each of us can use it to speak to others. I won't go through each step, but once you clean your closet, you'll find you'll end up sorted with four groups of clothes. 1, clothes you love and always wear. 2, clothes you'll never wear. 3, clothes you love but never wear. And 4th, clothes that need work. Once you've sorted your clothes, you can take positive action. Pile 1, love and always wear. Hang them in your closet on good hangers in colors. Release the clothes you never wear. donate them, give them to someone you know will appreciate them and enjoy them, or toss them if they aren't good to anyone. And of course, if you have things you can't bear to part with, archive them, but don't keep them in your everyday closet. Also, assess the Love and Neverwhere pile, which is number 3, and determine what will make these items work. Sometimes they need the right coordinate. Sometimes it's an adjustment, such as hemming to a more flattering length. When you have items you love but never wear them, you're welcome to bring them to me and we can assess them together. And lastly, the pile that are works in progress. These items aren't ready to be worn until they're cleaned, repaired, altered. In the end, you have clothes in your closet that are good to go when you want to wear them. They'll be comfortable, flatter you, and they'll flatter you in fit and color. They mix, they match, and they create outfits that you'll love to wear. And also, you'll be happy to have new space in your closet after you've done all this, and you'll gain a true picture of what you have and what you need. Then you'll be ready to speak with me, Marilyn Weston, and I can be your wardrobe doctor. Together, we'll explore the possibilities and pull your best look. As few as 8 pieces of clothing can give you 24 changes. Key pieces depend on your lifestyle and personal parameters. When you build a wardrobe correctly, you have a closet with clothes that make you feel and look your best. You're comfortable and you're confident whenever you dress. When you sort the clothes and accessories in your closet for spring-summer 2022, keep in mind certain things from past decades are back, and they're back with a modern twist. So do revisit your wide-leg trousers. Palazzos are on trend. Consider color blocking with items you have for a fresh look beyond the monochromatic that you've been wearing. Retrieve your wide belts if your waist permits and try them on blazers and jackets or on simple dresses or on combination skirts and tops or pants and tops. As for accessories, layer multiples of chains. Instead of wearing just one, do several. And if pearls are in your jewel box, bring them out and wear them with the most casual clothes and enjoy them. You'll be stylish and look great and use something you already own. These are just a few things to consider as you organize your closet and accessories for spring summer 2022. As Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor, I'll gladly help any woman. I work at my store, Marilyn's, by appointment only now. It's 200 Spadina Avenue, 2nd floor. So all you really need to do is call me at 416-504-6777. And once you call me, you'll have me as your personal stylist. The clothes in my store are value priced. Stylish accessories are usually about $20. So when you want to refresh your look for spring, summer 2022, just give me a call at 416-504-6777. I really look forward to speaking to you and meeting you and showing you how dressing can be fun and comfortable. Next, after a couple of short messages, we'll speak with Christine, the health coach, and then Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Marilyn has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Marilyn's online store. Now you can shop from home at marilyns.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marilyns.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Marilyn's.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. What strength and power training can do for you? No matter how old or how young you are, strength and power training can offer benefits. Studies in children and young people, some as little as 8 years old, have found improvements in sports performance among athletes.
body composition among those who are overweight or obese, and physical and psychological well-being across all categories. And benefits continue across your lifespan, even in your 80s and 90s. Some research has included subjects as old as 98 and has shown that strength training helps the elderly stay independent longer. One of the reasons that strength and power training are so potent, especially as you get older, is their ability to curb muscle loss and build new muscle. Muscle loss begins at around age 35. On average, adults who don't do regular strength training can expect to lose 4 to 6 pounds of muscle per decade. Starting an exercise program is not hard. All you need is some bands, light dumbbells, and your own body weight. It's that easy, and you can work out in the comfort of your own home. So call me on how to get started at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
Christine is my coach. No matter what age, you can benefit from strength training and power training. Christine can explain it and put you on the path to your best health. Her number again, 416-809-4084. Thank you, Christine. I look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
seniors
to
seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
When it comes to how to downsize, how to move, how to get it all organized, we on From a Woman's Perspectives team have the right expert to advise us. Her name, Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile, and she's here now. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. I'm grateful that we each have choices every day, and as the injustices and brutality weigh heavily on the Ukraine during its time of need, I'm conscious it has helped unite us. Those who believe in fairness, dignity, decency, and freedom are steadfastly coming together in whatever ways we can in Canada and in the world to support the bravery and courage of the Ukrainian people. I'm also aware we're human. There are days when we want to hunker down, turn off the news, and stay in our comfort zone, which for many of us, let's face it, is our home. On other days, we want to reach out, help in whatever way we can and make choices that reflect our light and not the darkness that we can see in the world. One of our clients, Bernice, is currently making those kinds of choices herself. Bernice had cared for both her parents as they aged and required more and more assistance in the later years of their lives. Bernice's dad went first 7 years ago, and Bernice found herself spending more time caring for her mom, who lived about 30 minutes away. Bernice was a good daughter all the way through her mom's reoccurring cancer and throughout her final days at home. A few months after her mom passed, Bernice felt understandably overwhelmed. She'd been essentially responsible for two households, and now all the combined stuff felt like a weight that she was ready to release. When I first met with her, I did a lot of listening. Bernice, on her own and grieving, wanted to deal with one house at a time and focus on her mom's place first. We methodically went through each room at a time, making decisions about what to keep, what to sell, what to give away, and what to do with the rest. We're almost done at Bernice's mom's house, and instead of feeling exhausted, Bernice is feeling lighter, more focused, and looking forward to lightening her own load at her own home. Having no children herself, she's looking ahead with the idea of creating a space for a personal support worker, if and when that support might be required. We're working at Bernice's pace, and we have established a rhythm. We're space planning with her goals in mind. Bernice is making excellent choices that are empowering her, and it's awesome to see. Our dream team have you, Bernice, on your good days and on the days when our sensitivity and kindness may be more important than our strength and expertise. We continue to wish you good healing and strength as you choose light and affirming decisions.
I must take a breath, Lori. It's so sad, and at the same time, it's uplifting to know that Bernice can look after herself with your help. And it sounds like you've got everything under control so Bernice can see the light and have a rhythm of life that's more pleasant than it's been. If Bernice is listening, hello to you, Bernice, and congratulations for moving forward in your life. If someone wants to talk to you about downsizing and moving and all the things that you have expertise about, how do we reach you, Lori?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. It starts with a complimentary consultation. The information is yours to digest and then your decision to move forward at your own pace. Lori Bell, Moving Seniors with a Smile. Thank you, Lori, and I look forward to a happy story next week.
Absolutely. You take care and have a good week.
Be well. Time once again to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. Spring will officially arrive on March 20th. We can start to prepare now for the new season. Whatever we envision for ourselves can be the goals we work toward. The path we choose is ours to chart. And there's more than one way to arrive at most destinations. Some of us will digress and meander, and others will go directly to where we want to be. Regardless of our method, each of us may need some help or guidance. Rather than travel blindly, we can ask directions and get solid information from experts. Myself and the From a Woman's Perspective team will gladly share our knowledge and experience with you. Then you can take action confidently, making informed decisions. We may not always tell you what you want to hear, but at least you'll be aware of options you have open to you, and you can consider them. In life, we don't always agree. But by having conversations and hearing another's point of view, we're able to open our minds to new and fresh ideas and discover paths we never knew existed. It's up to us to make the most of what comes our way. This month marks 2 years since COVID impacted our lives. It's been quite a journey, but the light is definitely visible at the end of the tunnel. Not everyone has agreed on the tactics and every aspect of the approach taken to fight COVID, but it is still important to remember that we may differ, but we can pull together when we need to. After all, we are each part of the human family. We are not alone, and most certainly we can reach out to one another and we can help each other. Life is better with love and kindness in it. So feel free to get in touch with any of our From a Woman's Perspectives team. We listen and help you any way we can. One call or email will get to us. Enjoy your day. Have a great weekend and a fabulous week. And please plan to join me and your From a Woman's Perspective team here next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Be well, stay safe, until we speak again. From a Woman's Perspective, right here on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now. Take care.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.